Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to learn how to say junior and senior in Chinese. We have Ali Olcott. Hi, Ali, 你好。
你好，你好吗？
我好，谢谢。Ali, you just graduated from University of Cambridge and you decided to go to Taiwan to study Chinese in the National Taiwan University.
That's right.
Right, so you're calling from Taipei?
I am calling from Taipei. It's 9:20 p.m. and I'm just finished all my homework and ready to speak to you.
Right. In the university or even the high school system in Asia, very often as soon as you go into the high school, the school or the university, they will assign someone 1 year, 2 years of your senior to look after you. And then gradually that forms the whole family tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so the same in the university. So it's much closer than the normal schoolmates because they are the people a bit like a secret center, for example.
Yeah.
But not
we
secret.
We have a similar system in Cambridge where you're assigned someone in the higher years to kind of guide you through, and they were normally given someone who studies the same subject as you, and it's called like a college family. So I guess we have a similar system.
Okay, so in that case we should learn how to say that because it's a very important part of the student life in Asia. It happens in Taiwan, China, Hong Kong and in Japan as well. So they all use the same system. So that will make the freshmen, when they go to the school or university, they don't feel like they are alone, they don't know what's going on, and the senior people will look after you, and then when you move to the next year, you will have to look after the freshman.
Okay.
So we call the system 学界学长。
学界学长。
Yeah, 学 is study.
To study, right.
To learn, yeah. And then 姐 is the older sister.
Mm-hmm.
So we are talking about the female role, the person who are senior than you to look after you is 学界。
学界。
Yeah, and then 学 is an interesting character because it's so useful. It means to study, and the character looks like a little boy underneath the roof, and then the top part of the character that's like a spaghetti intertwined together that indicates learning. So a young boy underneath the roof learning, the process, it means to study. And then so 学, that not only means to learn. When we use that as a noun, that also means, for example, type of school. When we say university, we say 大学, big study.
Mm.
And then middle school, we say 中学。
中学。
And 中 means middle. Yeah, 中学。
Okay.
And then
elementary school.
小学。That's it. Yeah. Okay. So it's very simple, very logical. And then 大学、中学、小学、university, high school, elementary school.
大学、中学、小学。
That's it. And then when you want to say a student, we say 学生。
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 Yeah, 学 is the second tone and 生 is the first tone. 学 means to study, we already know. And 生 originally means to give birth.
Oh yeah, so your birthday is 生日。
生日, that's it. And 生 in this case, the meaning has extended to the individual, the person and the fresh person.
Oh, okay.
So 学生 is the student, and you as the language student, we can say, yeah, 语言学生。
语言, or the U sound is always so difficult. We don't have the equivalent in English. 语言学生。
Yeah. 语言学生语, you can imagine you are speaking French because French has a sound like that. 语,
语言学生. My flatmate always corrects me on my oohs. He's like, what are you saying?
Yeah, 语, yeah, it's the French sound. Yeah, 语言.
语言.
Yeah, 语言 is language.
Okay.
And then if you want to say university student, we know university is 大学. So university student, it's 大学生。
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 And then how about high school student?
中学生。
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 That's it. And then elementary student?
小学生。
小学生。
小学生.
That's it. Okay. So now we know about students, mm-hmm. and then 学 is so useful. And in this case, the senior person, if she is a female, we say 学姐. And then if this senior person is a male, then we say 学长. Yeah, 长.
长. Is that third tone?
It's a third tone. And 长. Okay. That means to grow.
Mm-hmm. So, interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
To grow. And in this case, means the person has grown bigger than you or older than you. So, 长.
长.
Yeah.
So why? Because it's 姐 and 妹 is part of 兄弟 姐妹.
That's it.
Why would the male students not have the brother?
Okay. Character? All right. That's the thing I'm going to mention. So it's a convention, like in Taiwan and many places in China, they call the senior male figure, they say 学长. But in other regions, they also say 学兄. 兄.
兄.
Yeah, 兄 means older brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then in Chinese, to say older brother, we say 兄.
兄.
And then to say younger brother, we say 弟.
弟.
And then to say older sister, we say 姐.
姐.
And the younger sister, 妹.
妹.
Yeah, so you want to describe the siblings, the female siblings, we say 姐妹.
姐妹.
And then to say the male siblings, we say 兄弟.
兄弟.
Yeah, so 兄弟姐妹 together, the four words that describe your brothers and sisters.
Okay, 兄弟姐妹.
That's it. So to describe, to say your senior when it's male, we can say 学兄.
学兄.
Or 学长.
学长.
Yeah, either way is fine. And then, when in Taiwan, definitely they say 学长.
学长.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I did not know that.
Okay. But you have the intention to continue your graduate study in Taiwan. If you do, and then you become the more senior person 1 year, and then there will be the younger freshman coming in to join your family clan. And then at that time, you will have to call them either 学弟 or 学妹.
学弟学妹.
Yeah, 学弟, that's for the male, and 学妹 is for the female.
学弟学妹.
Yep, and this is really just a very important campus culture. And then in the Western world, most universities, they actually don't do that. They just say, oh, the guy from the school, the guy from the dorm, the girl from the same class. And this is really how they define the relations. But then in Chinese culture, Japanese culture, they have quite a strict social hierarchy. In a way, it's not compulsory, but it's actually a very useful and practical system, because the senior people can look after the junior people, either in terms of tutoring or in terms of some tips, which course you should take and which how to look out for the exams or study tips. So it's quite a useful system.
Do you keep in touch with your 学姐?
Yes, I still stay in touch with them. And then even my 学妹 from my high school, we stay in touch. And then she's now working for a Taiwanese company, actually based in China. So we stay in touch even now on Facebook.
That's so great.
So 学姐.
学姐.
Yeah. And then, for example, you're at Taida, and then I studied Taida many years ago. So even with these relations, although we were not contemporary, you can still call me 学姐.
I can.
Yeah, you can, yeah, because I went there before you, although that was many years ago. And like, you studied at Cambridge University, and I also did, and you can call me 学姐 as well. So I'm your double 学姐. Both
There's no getting away from me, Xiaolan.
Yeah, I'm your double 学姐. And even when we were not in the campus in the same year, with these relations, we still call each other 学姐学妹.
学姐学妹.
Yep.
Okay. Let me know your future movements so I can keep following you around.
I think I'm done with study now.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm still learning all the time, just like it's never too late to learn.
That's very true.
活到老学到老.
活到老学到老.
Yep. 活到老学到老. And this is the principle I have, and also the inspiration I have. So it's never too late to be a student.
I'll show this off at school tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Show it in the school tomorrow, and then they will be very impressed.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So Ellie, have a great time studying in Taiwan. And then don't forget to find your 学姐学长 because they can really, really be very useful for your study. And also a lot of fun too. And the bond and friendship can continue for the rest of the life.
Thank you for letting me know how to find them.
Okay. Bye, Ellie. 再见。
Bye bye. 再见。